Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. We are here in Pittsburgh, the site of the 2013 USA Hockey Tier 1 Youth National Championships. And we are joined today by Robin Trellis, who is the host and chair of this event. So, Robin, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you.
Obviously, a big undertaking. How, in your estimation, we're only into day two of the tournament. How are things going so far?
I think for the most part, things are going really well. Things are the games are on time, which I always worry about. For the most part, we haven't had too many injuries, so it's moving along. They're long days, but they're going well.
Speaking of long days, give us a sense of where yesterday was day one. What time do you normally get here in the morning, and what time do you finally leave at night?
I was here yesterday at 6 a.m. and left around midnight, and we did it again today. We start around 6 and we'll end around midnight.
Wow. And over the course of a day, give us a sense of what are some of the things that you're trying to do, or are you pretty much doing just anything and everything?
Well, I kind of feel like the jack of all trades, but I have so many people helping me and so many people who have been delegated tasks to do, and it really takes an army of people to put on something this big. And then I sort of feel like I'm watching everything and trying to make sure all the holes are plugged. If there's something that needs to be done, I'll do it. But I really do have an army of wonderful, wonderful volunteers who are doing so many different tasks that I don't need to do.
It should be noted that Robin has both a cell phone and a walkie-talkie with her, and they pretty much go off constantly.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, you talk about the army of people. Can you give us a sense of how many volunteers have come out to help with this event?
I think we'll have well over 300 volunteers that will actually help, although there really is a core group of people. I would say about 20 people who do the lion's share of the work. It's incredible what they do behind the scenes and how much they help me. But really and truly, it's all of our teams within the Pittsburgh Penguins elite that step up to the plate and help out, and they've all been wonderful.
Now, are there certain tasks that you provide to people, or do they show up at the front door and just try to help wherever their help is needed?
No, we have very specific tasks. We have a huge spreadsheet, and it's divided into many, many columns of where we need to plug people in. And so we've been sending that out throughout the year and having people sign up, plug them in, and we go forward. There's always a glitch here and there. Somebody doesn't show up or whatever, and we have to backfill. But for the most part, it is ready to go when we're here.
Now, obviously, Nationals comes at the end of a very, very long hot youth hockey season. Was it hard to get volunteers at this time of year? Or?
For the most part, this is the second time we've hosted it in the last 4 years. And so a lot of the people have done it before, and they know what it takes. But we also have a lot of new teams. And so from that aspect, they have never done it before. And so those new teams aren't always quite ready to step up and do it till they get here. And once they get here and see the excitement and the fun, then I have people who are like, what else can you have me do today? I'll stay. I'll be here. I'll come tomorrow. Once they're here and they see the excitement and the fun, it's not really a problem.
And you said that you were involved in 2009 when the Island Sports Center here in Pittsburgh hosted Nationals. What was your role then, and how is it different from your role now?
Last time I was like one of five co-chairs. Chris Gowron was the head chair, and then there was about five of us who filled in behind her. Again, it was sort of at that point in time, I was still kind of jack of all trades. It helped out wherever I was needed. We had a hospitality chair, a merchandise chair, a sales and marketing chair, who, by the way, was Karen Shiro, and she did a fabulous job. That's Ray Shiro's wife, and she did a great job. And Jan Lehigh, who was the president of the organization, she did hospitality, and Julie Sweeney did merchandise. And then Chris Gowron, like I said, was the head of the whole thing. And I worked most closely with Chris, and we tried to put it together in 2009, and it was real successful then, we felt. they allowed us to do it again 4 years later.
Now, we all know that, you know, Nationals, even though people come here and you think about it in early April, I mean, this is a huge undertaking. How far back did you first get the bid to host Nationals and then you take over as the chair?
I think they actually got the bid 2 years ago, but I really took over as chair just at the start of this hockey season. And that's really when we ramp up to get everything together and move forward with it. So it really takes a whole hockey season to put this type of an event together.
And it also takes a huge hockey community. Can you talk a little bit about not only the support you mentioned, Karen Shearer, Ray's wife, but also can you talk about the Penguins and how they've supported this event, and also Robert Morris University?
Absolutely. The Penguins have been fabulous. They've worked with us in many of the different situations that we were looking at. They did a lot with our gift bag situation. I don't know if everybody's aware, but we make sure every single player has a gift bag when they come to the tournament. And they worked a lot with us on that. They worked a lot with us on our printing needs. Just about anything we asked them to do, they stepped up and did. They were fabulous. They are the organization that now runs the Pittsburgh Penguins Elite, and so they've been really helpful and stepped up quite a bit. RMU is always wonderful. Dave Hansen runs the Island Sports Center, and anything and everything I ask of them, they are more than willing to help us out with and do.
And I guess just the last thing I just wanted to ask you about is okay, so Sunday will be here before you know it. How will you look back on this event, and what would be your definition of you've run a successful tournament here in Pittsburgh?
I think the biggest thing is that when I hear back from teams that have been here and they say that they had a fabulous experience, whether or not they won, I know they're disappointed if they don't win, but as long as they've had a very good experience, that to me is the most successful thing. That tells me that this worked, and we hope to do it again.
You do. You would like to host it again?
I might not be around by then, but I'm sure we as the Pens Elite would love to probably host it again, yes.
Well, you guys have done a fantastic job and have been great hosts for everybody involved. So thank you very much for hosting this event, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.